What is up, everyone? This is Ryan with the Sales and Marketing Build Freedom Podcast. Really excited to go over this with you today. I'm going to go through how having a show can change your life. And you're probably wondering, like, Ryan, what are you talking about? What do you mean with having a show can change your life? And this is something that I had an epiphany this week. And a lot of times, some of the best results you have are not the intended results. They're a byproduct of you doing something else. And I'm going to walk you through just some crazy things that I've been exposed to that could be life-altering for you if you decide to adopt it. And it's a really cool tool that you could use in sales and marketing is leveraging a show. And so I just want to give you a little insight on that. And so that if you're interested, you could apply the same thing for yourself. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everyone? This is Ryan Staley with the Sales and Marketing Build Freedom Podcast. I am pumped. I'm going to go over with you today how having a show can literally change your life. All right. This is one of those things that I put off. I remember I started a podcast about a year and a half ago, and I just gave it 8 episodes and then I stopped. Right. I'm like, it's too much time and it's too much effort. Well, there's ways where you can outsource it at a really low cost and have a lot of the production work, the editing, the posting, all that stuff done for you. So you just got to show up and talk. You got to come up with something creative. You got to show up and talk and create value for your audience. That's what I'm trying to do for you today. And so what I want to talk about is the latest, my second run. I started my podcast again last August. It was almost 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Yeah, I restarted last August. The first one was 2.5 years ago. Last August, I started it. I rebooted it. And it was really cool. I am now I'm on episode almost 75, which 90% of podcasts stop after 90 days. So I'm super stoked. I've been doing this now for about, 7-8 months. And I've met the most amazing people. So let me give you a quick rundown of something that happened over the last week. And, you know, one of the things, and I hate using cliches. This is totally a cliche. Your net worth is only equal to your network, right? And so what I want to talk about is something that happened. So I met the chairman, the CEO of the fastest growing company in Chicago. I basically the director, vice president of one of the top initiatives for Chicago in terms of growing the tech community. I met the CEO and marketing head of the fastest growing platform in SaaS right now. I met the founder of multiple companies that led to a $1.8 billion exit. Yes, that's Trace Comas for you Silicon Valley peeps. Love it out there. Little Richard and Guilfoyle and others. Now, Ross Hanneman. On top of it, too, there's been new customer opportunities that have popped up, and it's transformed the way I'm thinking. Okay, those 4 or 5 bullet points I gave you just happened in the last week alone. The last week alone. Imagine how that's going to stack and imagine the relationships that you could build over that time. So there's relationship opportunities, there's revenue opportunities, and then there's partnership opportunities that you run into. And as you do that, that's going to expand your brand, expand your basically your legacy. And at the same time, it's going to transform the way you think. At least it has for me. And so let me walk you through a quick story and this will give you some insights. So this was, I think, back in the 80s. This was when Tony Robbins wasn't a very big, well-known name. And he started getting big, but he wasn't anything like he was now, right? He was a young guy and he mastered NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, basically got not certified, but took a class, wanted to start using it, helping people. And so he eventually got to the point where his status and his results got to the point where he got an agreement with the Army. And so one of the things that they were running into massive issues with was basically the shooters in the Army they had a massive failure rate. And so he's like, I could basically go with your worst shooters and have them at least hit an 80% success rate by working with them for one day. And they're like, no way. He's like, yep, only one day. That's all it's going to take is one day. And so what he did was basically he spent a few hours with the sharpshooters. So the sharpshooters are the best of the best, right? Those are the people that crush the test when it comes to shooting. Spent a few hours with them and really reverse engineered and looked at how they were doing things. He then worked and looked at three things, only three things that he looked at. The first one was what did they do specifically piece by piece, right? So what did they do, right? What were the like kind of multiple micro steps that they took to get the result of that? Okay, that was step one. Step two, what was the order that they executed those on, right? So it's basically like, what are the ingredients? What were the order and they executed that on? And then the third was, what did they believe? What did they believe, right? So think about that. If most people don't do that, they look at how someone's doing it, the order they're doing it, but they don't look at their belief patterns. So guess what the result was? What do you think the result was that he got from that? When he then worked and applied that to the folks that were failing in the shooting test. Do you think he hit the 80% mark? He actually hit, I think it was close to like 88%. 88% success rate. Okay. Now take that and apply that to you. Imagine if you had a show and you were constantly interviewing and basically getting inside the heads of people that were exponentially more successful than you at that time with different views, different perspectives, and you understood their beliefs on what made them successful and happy, not just their beliefs, but what they did at a micro portion. And then at the same time, what the order they did it in. What would that do for your business? What would that do for you as a person? I mean, think about it. What would that even do for you and your family, your life? And so, like, I wanted to share this with you, and I know this is a little bit off topic, but basically distribution and social media, I mean, heck, 60% of people only use social media for their news. So if you want an opportunity to grow as an individual and grow your brand, grow your company, grow your influence, make the impact on the world that you want to make, it's going to be directly correlated to the people that you're around. And what better way to do that than to have a show? It could be a live stream. It could be something on YouTube. It could be a live stream on YouTube. I'm starting to do live casts that are on LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm going to start incorporating YouTube and other ones too. Also, basically recording the content. I'm going to be doing the same thing on Clubhouse too. That's my intention. So imagine what that would be and imagine how many people could get your message or how many people could benefit from your solution if they just knew about it. While you were not only basically understanding what the best were doing, but serving your audience by helping them understand that too. How cool is that? It's a gift that keeps on giving. I wanted to go through that with you today. It just kind of hit me like lightning when I'm like, what did I do the last week? It was like, it was a blur. I think you saw I felt like Frank the Tank after basically he gave the speech in Old School where he just went on a roll. He's like, oh, I blacked out. What happened? I felt the same exact way, right? But then I stopped, took a look at everything that I did over that last 7 days. I'm like, holy cow, most people don't even do this in a month. Most people don't even do this in a year. And so I want to give you the opportunity to do that for you, your life, your wife, significant other, your family, your business. So I hope it was enjoyable for you today. If you are looking for help and basically growing or scaling your business, there's a lot of things that I'm doing with companies right now. I love working with CEOs and founders. It's one of my most favorite things in the world to do because they have a high sense of urgency. They want to make things happen. And that's the same way I work too. So just book a call in the show notes. And I hope you enjoyed it. If you like this, share it on social as well. Otherwise, I will see you on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources. So I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really, truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, It is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.